Translation: the land became a person and collected all the drugs and herbs needed for installing the deity. The cows delivered five products, namely milk, yogurt, ghee, urine, and cow dung. And spring personified collected everything produced in spring during the months of Chaitra and Vishakha, April and May. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Panchagavya, the five products received from the cow, namely milk, yogurt, ghee, cow dung, and cow urine, are required in all ritualistic ceremonies performed according to Vedic directions. Cow urine and cow dung are uncontaminated, and since even the urine and dung of a cow are important, we can just imagine how important this animal is for human civilization. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna directly advocates Gauraksha, the protection of cows. Civilized men who follow the system of Varnashram, especially those of the Vaishya class who engage in agriculture and trade, must give protection to the cows. Unfortunately, because people in Kali Yuga are Manda, all bad, and Sumanda Mataya, misled by false conceptions of life, they are killing cows in the thousands. Therefore, they are unfortunate in spiritual consciousness, and nature disturbs them in so many ways, especially through incurable diseases like cancer and through frequent wars and among nations. As long as human society continues to allow cows to be regularly killed in slaughterhouses, there cannot be any question of peace and prosperity. Om Gyanatim Nandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshudon Militanyena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langayati Girmya Kripatam Ham Vande Shri Guru Dinatadanam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvasei Sasanyavari Paschachyadi Satarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this chapter, entitled The Churning of the Milk Ocean, and Sukadeva Goswami is describing to Maharaj Pariksit out of his curiosity to know about what transpires in this churning of the ocean of milk. Of course, in many of these pastimes, there are so many things that we can learn. They are not just for storytelling. But why these pastimes take place, the nature of it, how it unfolds, the many things that happen. There are many lessons to be learned. So in these verses, it is described that from the churning of the ocean, churning of the Mandara mountain and the ocean of milk, there are many things that was produced. As you have heard previously, from that churning, the poison came out that was taken by Lord Shiva. And now we've seen here the manifestation of Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune. And this was an auspicious divine appearance of Lakshmi in all the sages. Personified sacred waters, land, they all brought forth different paraphernalias for the worship of Lakshmi Devi. The cows delivered five products, which are important for the performance of worship of the Supreme Lord, Abhishek, offering to divine personalities. Prabhupada describes in the purport, of course, we have heard also previously, the importance of the cows. In many places, of course, in Prabhupada's purport, he emphasized tremendously on the importance of cow protection. And here again, we have seen how much he has brought out the idea of the cow, protecting the cow, the importance of the cow. And also expressing how modern society, by misuse of their free will and intelligence, are killing the cows. There are so many slaughterhouses that are there for killing the cows. At the end of this purport, he described that through this killing of the cows, then so many inauspicious things are created in society. There are many things that is happening in society today, many adverse conditions that are manifest, is a result of killing the cows. Cow is a very important animal, and for us as devotees, we have to understand the importance of cow protection, which contributes to our both material and spiritual well-being. By taking care of the cows, then all auspiciousness is there. Krishna becomes pleased. Krishna is the protector of the cows. Cows are very dear to him. And those who takes care of the cows is very dear to Krishna. And Krishna becomes pleased, then naturally we become pleased. And all things around us becomes very favorably disposed to us. So, from this churning of the ocean of milk, brought two forces together, the demons and the devatas. So this is actual happening, between the devatas and the demons, churning the Mandara mountain in the ocean of milk. And all these things are produced, many things are produced. But just like to go to another dimension in regards to the demons and devotees. So during those times, the demons and devotees, they were at different planets. And by the arrangement of the Lord, he brought both together for some meaningful purposes. It's described that in this age, both the demon and the devotees are there within us. Previous age, they were distance apart. In this age of Kali Yuga, they are there, right within us. And so, we have to determine how we deal with the devotees and the demon within us. Hmm. I would like to speak a little bit more about ourselves practicing devotional service, which is very important relative to our present time, our engagement in Krishna consciousness. So as trying to become devotees, there are so many things there within the heart, within the consciousness that we have to deal with. And sometimes it's difficult to determine which is the devotee part and devotional part and which is the demonic part. Because in our conditional state of existence, we sometimes become bewildered in the execution of our devotional service, to determine how to relate to the different consciousness that manifest. And so there are these internal demonic tendencies that are there within us, greed, lust, envy, anger. And sometimes we think that we are even though we may be guilty of some envy or greed or lust, we try to think that, no, it's okay. If there's some greed there, or some lust there, or some envy there, we try to justify it in some way or the other in a very Krishna conscious way. But the only way we can determine these symptoms is that we have to execute devotional service appropriately. We have to discipline the mind and senses in such a way that we can detect the manifestations of demonic tendencies within the heart. In some cases, we have to seek the help of devotees to understand these things. Because if we battle by ourselves, there is every possibility that we may become victims of our mind and senses. So in pursuit of spiritual life, spiritual advancement, discipline of the mind and senses is very important. Prabhupada touches very little on the system of Varnashram. In the system of Varnashram, one is trained up as a brahmachari, first of all, under the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master. He follows many rules and regulations for the control of the mind and senses, Vaidhi Bhakti, Sarana Bhakti. Rules and regulations that can pacify the mind and senses and engage ourselves, our act in devotional, in a devotional way. If the mind and senses are not controlled, it's not brought under certain rules and regulations, then all it will manifest is demonic tendencies. So, by that discipline, following rules and regulations, then we can purify the mind and senses and our consciousness can be focused on the Supreme. We can think of the Supreme in a favorable way. And we can execute devotional service. Service with devotion. Otherwise, it could be service with so many other things in it. Mixture of so many impurities, because naturally we are all conditioned. We are born with all these lust and greed and envy and everything else within our heart. So it's just a natural manifestation. If there isn't another dimension for controlling the mind and senses, or engagement for controlling the mind and senses, or discipline. So So when the mind and senses is brought under control, then we can favorably execute devotional service. Our consciousness can be purified, and we can please the Supreme Lord with our activities. So this is very much needed as devotees, that we go through a period of discipline, training. Very important. It's something I have realized over the past 20 years, that without proper training, discipline, systematic training and education, it will be very difficult for us to advance in spiritual life. People may become attracted to the process. They may become favorably disposed through hearing the philosophy, taking Krishna prasadam, interact with devotees and feeling very much comfortable and happy and, you know, satisfied in their association. And because this natural love for Krishna is there in everyone's heart, then, you know, persons who comes in contact with devotees, they can, you know, become favorable and eventually take to the process. But we have seen over the many years, persons coming to Krishna consciousness and not being trained up properly, not being disciplined properly, then it's very difficult for them to be steadfast, to be fixed up in their service to the Lord. So this discipline, this training is important, especially which is given within the stage of brahmacharya life. And then, of course, if one wants to take to the grihastha ashram, then once his mind and senses are controlled properly, it's likely that within the grihastha ashram, which is so much more challenging, he can able to have some discipline there as well. He can still remain in focus of his ultimate goal and purpose of serving Krishna and pleasing Krishna and the Vaishnavas. Otherwise, it could be very provocative, can be very, very challenging. So much so that we have seen also, in many instances, in many cases, devotees cannot manage the grihastha ashram appropriately, properly. And sometimes it ends in divorce or separation. And then, you know, after some time performing his duty as a grihastha with proper controlled mind and senses, then can take the vanaprastha and then sannyas. In this way, the whole system of vanashram is there to cater for our different stages in advancement or transition. So if we have to deal with our demonic tendencies, if we have to meet up the many challenges in our spiritual life, and there are many, many challenges in our spiritual life. And, of course, many times we can get together and chant and dance and feel the bliss of Krishna consciousness in association of devotees before the deities, before the lordships. And even sometimes in our private moments also, that, you know, bliss and happiness can be there in satisfaction. But there are many instances also where there is that opposition within the mind, opposition created by within the mind. And sometimes we are caught in some frustration. Sometimes we are caught in some situations of uncertainties, doubts. We may be perplexed. And we may be pondering what to do. How do I, you know, make the transition from such situation, such consciousness, such mentality, from being disturbed, doubtful, frustrated. Either we turn to the mind, dictates, or we turn to the Supreme Lord. Of course, the mind can be our best friend or as well as our worst enemy. It all depends how we train the mind, how we discipline the mind and the senses. If it's not disciplined, then obviously it will manifest on the illusory side, on the demoniac side. And if it's trained properly, then the mind can be our friend. We can get the assistance of the Lord. We can turn to the Lord and we can have His kind reciprocation to help us through in these difficult circumstances. We've seen in the lives of all the sages and saintly personalities, it's there. There are those challenging times, there are difficult times, and we have seen how they deal with it. They turn to the Supreme for shelter, for reciprocation. Of course, in our neophyte conditional state, it's not that the Lord will appear in person and instruct us, but He can work through the many devotees, through His devotees. And in this way we can be enlightened, we can be informed, we can be guided. And we can overcome the many anomalies, the many difficulties, the many challenges, and be properly situated. So this pastimes of the churning of the ocean of milk, we have seen here in these verses in the previous chapters and in verses to come, how so many things were produced, both demonic things as well as devotional things or devotional personalities and devotees, incarnations of the Lord. But we have to relate to these pastimes in a way that we can look in ourselves and see how, when we are churning up our own Krishna consciousness, the many things that are produced within the heart and consciousness. We have to have the intelligence to distinguish, to discriminate what are the demonic elements and what are the devotional sides. So that's the challenge before all of us as devotees. We have to be introspective at every point in our life. We have to be thoughtful. We have to see where we are going on the path of illusion and when we are in connection with the Supreme. There are many things that will happen in our lives as a result of our past life's activities, karma. There are many things that will happen as a result of our misuse of our free will and independence. And they are those things also that are orchestrated by the Supreme Lord in our life that we can try to see in a favorable way, even though sometimes to an observer it may look to be an adverse condition, adverse situation. As devotees, we try to look at everything in a positive way, even though it may apparently seem to be adverse. It may seem to have some negative notion, but we take it in a positive light. Because as devotees, we have to see that whatever is happening is meant for certain purposes, to rectify our consciousness, to purify our consciousness, so that we can become more and more surrendered. Because this is our goal, this is our objective, this is what we are pursuing on the path. We want to become devotee of Krishna, we want to surrender to Krishna, we want to develop love for Krishna. But why are certain things happening that may seem to be not so Krishna conscious or not so favorable? If our goal is Krishna, then we have to see that Krishna is making some arrangement for us to overcome certain anarthas. You know, we all are faced with many anarthas, unwanted things within our heart. And we do not give up these anarthas easily or voluntarily or even by some choice. We give them up by certain situations created, certain adverse situations created. There are many things in our lives that we do not give up easily, because of our natural conditional nature. So situations are created for us to do it, to give up these unwanted things within our heart, within our consciousness. Prabhupada has given us this wonderful process. As bona fide representative of the Supreme Lord, he is very compassionate upon all fallen conditioned souls. And we have seen the kind of difficulties, austerities he has gone through. We have heard from some devotees, Sri Kama Mataji, Brajahari Prabhu, Kishore Prabhu, in the early days in Krishna consciousness here in Scotland, here in Bhaktivedanta Manor, in different places. Very austere situations they went through, difficult moments. But it all adds flavor to one's spiritual life. Austerities required is necessary for spiritual advancement and for instilling certain realization within us. We do not have realization by comfort and convenience. Realization comes by certain austerity and sacrifices that we go through. And sometimes we want comfort and convenience. You know, we find many persons coming to the process now. They want all modern amenities, you know, for practicing Krishna consciousness. Of course, it may be provided, it may be given, but we have to see that there will be another side of the austerity we have to take. We may have all the modern amenities now, but the other side of it is that The mind will challenge us with so many things, even whilst we chant our Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, even with our nice comfortable situation, the mind will take us in so many directions. We will not be able to focus on the Lord. The mind will create so much austerities for us. So, the austerity will be created one way or the other if we really, as devotees, have to make spiritual advancement. It's all necessities as described in Shastra. It is there. It's not that, these things are imposed upon us unnecessarily, but it is necessary for spiritual development, spiritual advancement. So Prabhupada, he made lots of sacrifices in his life. He has gone through many austerities. You have seen, coming to America from India. Even while he was in India, in Radha Damodar, there were so many things he had to do for himself. But he was, observing, thinking of Krishna, meditating on the Goswamis, internalizing his Krishna consciousness. As an acharya, he sets the example for us. Coming to America under Jaladuta, so many austerities, heart attacks. Finally arriving in America, then, so many unfavorable conditions. Didn't have many people to turn to. And gradually, by his dedication, by his commitment to execute the orders of his spiritual master, Krishna provide, Krishna's reciprocate. Again, of course, he's empowered soul, but as spiritual master, as an acharya, he sets the example for all of us. What it means to advance in spiritual life, what it means to become a pure devotee of Krishna. It requires tremendous amount of application, commitment. It would not happen by comfort and convenience. Even that may be provided, but still within us, we have to prepare ourselves for the many internal challenges that will come. And this way we can become happy and satisfied, even in the midst of all the many challenges that are there. Because we will see how Krishna reciprocate, overcoming all the many obstacles that confronts us. And the result we get from surrendering to Him, serving Him, pleasing Him, in spite of the many austerities and sacrifices, we feel internally happy and satisfied. It's a tangible process. It's a very practical process. The more we apply ourselves appropriately, the more we'll be able to make tangible spiritual advancement. Otherwise, we can advance superficially. We can study the scriptures. We can know the many verses. We can speak the philosophy very eloquently, very, expertly. But if the internal realization is not there, then we may miss the point of real spiritual advancement. And even 20, 30 years down the line in Krishna consciousness, we may still struggle with our mind and senses. So, I was asked to speak a couple days ago. And I was trying to think what I can speak about. What should I say? Generally, I'm not expert in preparing a class, trying to take notes and try to deliver it according to whatever notes I take. My mind keeps changing all the time. And even coming here this morning to speak, I really didn't know what I'm going to be speaking about. But I pray that by your kind reciprocation, receptiveness, that whatever I'm expressing is for my own purification, as well as there can be enlightenment for all of us. And I beg that you forgive me if there is anything that is said inappropriately. I more or less speak for my own purification. And I hope that by your blessings, I'm very impressed. See many of you here wonderfully engaged in Krishna consciousness. This is a very huge, magnanimous project. It's a very historical place, Bhaktivedanta Manor. And there's tremendous potential for spreading Krishna consciousness here. The fact also that it has its historical base, perspective, and so much can be done for giving out this message of Krishna as given to us by Srila Prabhupada. So many of you are dedicating your lives, studying the Shastra, going through the discipline of coming for the morning program, then your daily engagement. In this way, we can be assured by our practical application to the process that Krishna will eventually empower us to act instrumentally, even in our very insignificant position. You know, we don't have to profess to be great sages and saints like the past, but in our very insignificant way, we can engage ourselves and act instrumentally in the service of Krishna. And this will be toward perfection. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya.